It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again and welcome to our Wednesday show. We're live in D.C. from Studio 4. If you'd like to join Border Crossings, please call 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov and facebook.com/VOA Larry London or twitter.com and send a tweet to #BCVOA. The music business is mourning the loss of another pioneer today as this is breaking news. I'm sad to report that one of the legendary figures who started rock and roll back in the 1950s, Fats Domino, has died at the age of 89. He gave us quite a few hits over the years, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, and Walking to New Orleans, and quite a few others, Blueberry Hill. This was his first hit in 1955. Here's the late Fats Domino. Ain't that a shame?
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Border Crossings, 1955, Fats Domino, who died today at the age of 89, born Antoine Domino Jr. in 1928, one of eight children from New Orleans. His music will live on forever. We welcome you to Border Crossings Request Hour, and I have an interview coming up in just a bit with Wolves, so hang around. And that is coming up after we do this next request song, which is from Emmanuel, who's listening to us in Ghana. And Emmanuel Corley wrote in to say, I want to hear the song 1-800-273-8255, which is by Logic, Alessia Cara, and Khalid. And for those that don't know, this telephone number, 1-800-273-8255, is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number here in the United States. This is your request, Emmanuel, here on Border Crossings.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna
this other shit I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me, no one's heroic. And my life don't even matter, I know it, I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own, I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone, where you been, where you at, what's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind, I feel like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater. And it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover. It's holding on though the road's long, seeing light in the darkest things. And when you stare at your reflection, finding open hope with days, I know that you'll thank God you.
I know where you've been, where you are, where you're going. I know you're the reason I believe in life. What's the day without a little night? I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now, you got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive.
See my tears melt in the snow, but I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry anymore. I wanna feel alive. I don't even wanna die anymore. Oh, I don't wanna.
All right, this is Larry London on the phone with me right now. It's a guy who goes by Rocky. Rocky is with a band known as Wolves, and they are based in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Rocky.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. First of all, explain to me what Wolves is all about. How did it come together, and what's the significance of the name Wolves?
Well, you know, man, it's funny. There's three of us total, and it's me and our good buddy Mark and our good buddy Sean. And I had met Sean a few years prior through a songwriting convention here that's put on by ASCAP every year. And I met Mark later on, actually at a bar, and we just kind of became friends. But all three of us were songwriters and producers, and we were all writing pop songs for other artists. And, you know, there's not a lot of autonomy in that world, and there's not a lot of control. And we were all kind of at a point in our lives where we wanted more of that control. You know, we had signed songs away and they weren't coming out. And we were just kind of stuck in the doldrums of waiting for music to happen when we realized we could be making it happen ourselves. And that's how we came together. And Mark came up with the name Wolves just because, you know, we're a big fan of the many. The needs of the many benefits more than the needs of the individual. You know, we kind of all look out for each other, and we're a pack in the oldest sense of the word, you know.
And you have combined different sounds. I guess you've combined some urban sound and the rock sound into what you have called the ultimate project.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all very, very different when it comes to our backgrounds, and even ethnically too, man. You know, I'm part Chinese, and Sean's Caucasian, and Mark's African-American. So we all grew up listening to different music as well. you know, Mark grew up listening to like a lot of Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson, and Sean and I grew up listening to a lot of like Coldplay and Metallica and Guns N' Roses, you know? So we all just kind of naturally brought what we bring to the table automatically, and the sound just kind of happened from there. Mm-hmm. And I think people really, they like it, you know, it's something they haven't really heard.
Now, you wouldn't call yourselves necessarily a boy band, would you?
Definitely not. No, we were boys lifetimes ago. But we all do sing, but we all, you know, I think the main characteristic to me of a boy band is like if Max Martin's writing all your stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
You just kind of show up and sing and put on your overalls and get your hair cut. But we write and produce and play everything ourselves. You know, when you hear a Wolf song, it's written by three guys. All the instruments are played by three guys. And you hear three voices. You know, Mark is obviously the most prominent voice, but Sean and I are in there too, singing backup.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys have aimed very, very high if you say your sound is a combination of Michael Jackson, the Eagles, and Coldplay.
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants to be the Beatles, man. You know, anyone who tells you they want anything less is just lying to you and themselves.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
if you're gonna do anything, I always, you know, maintain the philosophy, try to do it as best as you can, and shoot for the top of the game.
Mm-hmm. And is this new project, this new song that you've got out, is this part of an album, an EP, or what's the future for Wolves? What are you planning?
It's a little up in the air. You know, we recorded and wrote five songs collectively with the intent of putting it out as an EP, and Animal would be the first rollout of that plan. But, you know, the market's kind of changing right now, and there's a lot of acts who are just doing single after single after single. And the more we talk about it, actually, we were just having this conversation the other day. We might adopt that approach and just kind of, from here on out, like, put out a song a month, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad strategy. I mean, it's working for a lot of other artists who, exactly as you say, that's kind of the way the business has gone these days. And it's kind of evolutionary because, you know, years ago, everybody released singles, the little teeny 45 singles. So now it's the same. The business has gone back in time to the 60s and 70s,
yeah.
I guess.
I guess it is cyclical now that you mention it, isn't it?
All right. Well, we've got Rocky on the phone, Rockwell Sands, who's a part of a group, and the group is called Wolves. And so we're going to check out their new single. And it's called Animal, so let's give it a listen.
Days, got an appetite for the pleasure and pain coming.
All right, then we're talking with Rocky. We just heard the song Animal, and the group is called Wolves. So what went into making that song, Animal? Tell me what the song's all about. What did we just hear?
Well, you know, we wanted to come out swinging, so to speak, right? And Sean and I got together, and, you know, I had this little guitar line where I hit the acoustic guitar with a drumstick, and I threw like 9 delays on it and created this really, really interesting sound. And then Sean and I built the song around that. And once we had the track, we played it for Mark. We said, here, sit in this chair and take a listen to this. And he was just kind of blown away. He said, what was that? You know, play it again. And all three of us just kind of think tanked the melody and lyric. And Mark came up with the line, love me like an animal. And especially with like what so much is what's going on in the world today is like, you know, female subjugation mm-hmm. and a lot of like misogyny, which all of us were raised by single mothers. You know, we're just not cool with that. And we wanted to portray this idea that women can be empowered and women can be the ones to hold the chips in the situation, and they should be. You know, in my mind, I think that's where like the balance of power should tip in favor of the women, and we wanted to kind of pay homage to that.
Well, that's great. That's really cool. That's well thought out too, and quite timely. Now, you mentioned that you want to inspire audiences around the globe, and you're doing just that right now because we're reaching people in 100 different countries around the world. What are your plans for Wolves for 2018 going forward? Are you touring? What are you going to do to market yourselves? How are you going to get yourselves out to the world?
Gosh, you know, in a perfect world, I'd say in 2018 we release much more music, many more songs, and those songs kind of catch on, hopefully the same way Animal does. And if we're able to tour and have audiences come out to see us and play live, I mean, that'd be a dream come true, you know? We want to kind of bring this element back to music where bands are a thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right now, you go to a concert and there's a guy and there's a DJ turntable and, you know, no one's really doing anything. Maybe the guy's singing, maybe the guy's not. But we want to bring that live show back. And if we have a chance to do that, I think we'd all be three of the happiest campers on planet Earth. Probably.
So you know, Wolves are kind of old school then. You want to bring back the band sound, and some of the artists who've influenced your sounds are definitely big names from the 70s and 80s and even today, Coldplay. But you know, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's a great great goal to have, and I wish you nothing but success, and I want you to keep in touch with us and let us know how things go. We're going to finish up with your song, Hold On for the Night. Tell me about that song.
Oh, great. You know, Hold On for the Night, that was probably the easiest song for us to write. You know, it kind of came from a really weird place, though. It was around Thanksgiving. And Sean was really close with a friend of his. I don't want to mention any names or anything, but Sean and his wife had a really close friend who ended up taking her own life. And I had met her a few times too, and she was a really sweet girl. And we had this really like vibrant, dancey piece of music that Hold On to the Night eventually became. And we just weren't really connecting with the lyric, and Sean just kind of sat there and he said, look, like this music makes me think of my friend. And we knew as soon as he said that, we had to build the song around that with the message of like, look, you know, we all get sad and we all get depressed. And some of us get to the point where we feel like, is there any light at the end of this tunnel? But, you know, we wanted to write a song that people can hear and feel like they're not alone. And all they got to do is just keep moving forward. And, you know, there is light at the end of that tunnel.
Wow. Do you guys have a website people can go and check you out?
The website is under construction. Mm-hmm. We're independent, so as we speak, we're learning how to code and create a website ourselves. But people can stay in touch with us on social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all at the band Wolves across all platforms.
All right. Well, that's great. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Rocky, and to hear your music. And good luck to you, Sean and Mark, in the band Wolves. Stay in touch with us. Let's check out Hold On for the Night. This is the Voice of America.
Thanks, Larry.
Darkness. motion. Out of my league, but nobody noticed. I'm getting high with lowest emotions. Trying to silence evil commotion. Circling sharks, laughing and chumming. School full of fish, full of corruption. I tell my mama, she don't say nothing. Nowhere to turn except for destruction. Knife in my hand, a pill on my tongue. The biker didn't say to pick up the gun. The bullets stay straight, my fingers are numb. And I ain't feel nothing since 2001. Suddenly I get a sudden shock of hesitation. Something telling me I gotta be a little patient. Run from the light, give up on the grave. The reaper can wait, just say,
hold on.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Border Crossings, and we be jamming with Bob Marley and a request from Lefty Luke, who is listening to the show. I want to say hello to Bilal. Also, I heard from William Stormer, Belay Afawork, Awaz Bakri Ba is in Sierra Leone, and I also know Edwina Esato Jallo is also in Sierra Leone listening and sent me a message at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. She sent me a photo of a bunch of kids, and they look so happy. Kids are so precious, and she said they are your fans. They are listening to Border Crossings every day. So I want to send big hugs and lots of love to all the kids around the world who might be listening, and especially to those that are with Edwina, who are in her photo in Sierra Leone. Also, a hello to Tony Amoa, who's known as TK from Ghana. We heard from Ali, and he checked in on Twitter.com and sent us a message. So Ali, or at ArabicRMD, thank you for joining us. Rhea Lorvin, Vincent Maloba. I heard from Anne Niambura and Naka Emanuels. Also, Arch Mac Khalifa. He's a New York Yankee fan from Ghana. He's wearing his New York Yankee pinstripe jersey. Sorry they didn't make it to the World Series. But last night was Game 1 of the Baseball World Series. And the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Houston Astros 3-1 in Game 1. Also want to say hello to Nellie's Tete Alaska, who is listening to Border Crossings as well. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077 for your calls and requests and dedications. And you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Keep our phone number and email in mind. Keep them handy. In November, we're going to be giving away the Now 64 CD every day throughout the month of November. And we're going to do it a number of different ways, random selection. There will be a call in to win, so get ready for that. We'll also do the Facebook Word of the Day. So go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and you can friend our Facebook page so you automatically get the messages that we send out, including the Word of the Day when we post it on the day of the giveaway. So that's pretty easy. Gideon Rise Onyebuchi Winehouse sent us a request on our Facebook page for this song from French Montana. French Montana is originally from Morocco, and his latest album is called Jungle Rules. And this is Unforgettable here on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, they are ABBA in Sweden. In Sweden, they're a household name. For the world, they're a household name. As a matter of fact, a big part of the biggest Swedish music movement in music history. And ABBA has just announced that they're releasing or re-releasing some new singles from the album on November 3rd. So if you're an ABBA fan, you can pick up some vinyl singles coming out from ABBA. I also wanted to make mention, you may recall 9 years ago, there was a film that starred Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan called Mamma Mia, and it became a Broadway musical. 9 years ago, that film grossed over $609 million at the box office, and I am here to tell you they are going to remake the film. And this time around, it's called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And this time, instead of being filmed in Greece, it's being filmed in Croatia. And returning to the film, the only original cast member is Amanda Seyfried, who's a famous actress. She kind of got her start in the first film, and now she continues in her role in the sequel. And we will also be seeing a new character in the new version of Mamma Mia. Here we go again. It's Cher. Cher comes into the picture in the new film. And the music of the film is being produced by original ABBA member Benny Andersson. So there you go. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. If you are near your computer and you want to check us out online, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Meshach Quarshi said hi, so I say hello back to you, and I thank you for all your messages on our Facebook page. And it's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Cletus Clarks is with us. Tarek Mahmoud is also tuned in. Here's a request from Roberto War. Roberto's in Nigeria. This is Lucky Dubé, and it's called Release Me.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Hi, this is Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, and you're listening to me on Border Crossings.
Well, thank you, Neil. Thank you, guys. Pet Shop Boys still working things out together, still performing. Etienne Habu Mugisha requested Go West from the Pet Shop Boys collection of hits. I'm Larry London, and here is Orianthi, and this is for Stanley in Moscow, and this is called According to You.
According to you, I'm stupid, I'm useless, I can't do anything right. According to you, I'm difficult, hard to please, forever changing my mind. I'm a mess in a dress, can't show up on time, even if it would save my life. According to you, according to you.
Orianthi, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Thank you, Orianthi from Adelaide on the guitar. In fact, Guitar International Magazine in 2010 called her the breakthrough guitarist of the year, and Elle Magazine once named her one of the greatest female electric guitarists of all time. She performed with Alice Cooper and also with Michael Jackson on his This Is It concert series. And she was here on the show a couple of years back. That song we just heard, which is a request for our friends in Moscow and Stanley as well. I hope you enjoyed your song, According to You, off her second album, Believe. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications coming your way for an hour. And if you want to hear your song played, give us a couple of days and send it in to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Or you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director. Have yourself a wonderful night. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We'll be right back.
we need.